Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. Authorities have a male suspect in custody facing charges following a pursuit through Sioux City that ended in Plymouth County Tuesday afternoon. Sioux City Police Sergeant Tom Gill says events started when a pickup truck was stolen around 10 a.m. from the 2500 block of West Solway. Sergeant Gill says an officer spotted the vehicle near 4th and Floyd just before 1 p.m. The suspect had run at least two red lights and sped through Leeds toward Highway 75 at increasing speeds, reaching 100 miles per hour heading into Plymouth County. Using stop sticks, one of the tires of the vehicle was deflated and the vehicle came to a stop. Sergeant Gill says no other property damage occurred and nobody was injured. He says the suspect faces several charges, felony theft of a motor vehicle and felony eluding and misdemeanor traffic violations. The suspect, 42-year-old Richard Weston Snyder of Sioux City, was returned to Sioux City and booked into the Woodbury County Jail. He's being held on $15,000 bond. Here's a correction to a story we did yesterday on school board elections in the Lamar School District. In Director District 3, Zach Davis, not Zach David, and Joe Sitzman filed for the election. There are four candidates seeking an open seat on the board. They include Scott Iles, Zach Lancaster, Sean Olson, and Kyle Plotty. There's been a filing snafu in the Akron-Westfield School District. Superintendent Derek Briggs says four board members seek election, but two filed in the wrong director districts. Corey Tucker and Kayleen Hawkins were filed as at-large candidates. They represent districts 4 and 5, respectively. Briggs takes the blame for the mistake. He says Tucker and Hawkins have withdrawn their candidacy for the at-large seat, but since the filing deadline has passed, they can no longer file for the election ballot. Instead, Briggs says there will be an organized effort leading up to a vote to elect these two candidates as write-ins in their districts. The other two candidates are incumbents Deborah Jort in District 6 and Nicholas Mathestad for the at-large seat. The Woodbury and Sioux County Sheriff's Offices are warning residents about a telephone scam involving the Sheriff's Department and local police. People report receiving a phone call from 712-737-2280, which is the actual Sheriff's Office business number. The same thing happened with the Woodbury County Sheriff's Office. The caller is claiming to be a Sheriff's Office employee, gives a fictitious name, and tells you that you missed a certain court date and you are in contempt of court. In some cases, the caller wanted the person to record their name on a recorded line. Do not agree to do this. The scammer wants to use your recorded name to use in fraudulent transactions posing as you. The Sheriff's Office says phone calls like these are not coming from their agency or any local police departments in Sioux County. Residents receiving such calls should not give out any personal information. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors approved a fiscal year 23-24 budget amendment Tuesday. The amendment includes $98,000 in revenues from donations and grants, mainly for conservation efforts. The amendment also reflects expenses for some $904,000. Half of that amount is payment for a new jail integrator, a control system for the County Law Enforcement Center. The rest covers conservation projects totaling $330,000 and an LED lighting project at county buildings totaling $110,000. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors approved their participation in the Home Base Iowa program. The motion passed by the supervisors approves an incentive package including up to $2,500 to cover expenses incurred by veterans who moved to Plymouth County from another state. The motion includes a one-year residency requirement for veterans who receive relocation funds, and the county will offer up to four such grants with a maximum $10,000 per year. The county also will cover the cost of posting road signs, which indicate Plymouth County is participating in Home Base Iowa. A list of incentives offered to veterans by businesses and trade groups are also part of the package. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.